But anyway, we've got everything on the island. I talked about earlier, we had a 2,500 kVA generator coming in. I had a gentleman from Holmes and Arbor that was an old retired Navy captain that worked with us at Aniwetok. Fortunately, I had put the word out that I wanted this guy hired again if we could find him. But I couldn't remember his name, but Holmes and Arbor were fortunate enough they had records that they could go back and look at. So they found him, and he came down to Christmas Island. And he was a very dear friend of mine. And I said, look, you're in charge of all the stevedoring at the port. I don't care what's being unloaded, you're it. You're Holmes and Arbor. You get your orders from me because I need somebody I know knows how to handle stevedoring at the port. Mm-hmm. And so I said, you know, we got this 2,500 kVA generator coming in. And I said, that's a big piece of equipment. And I don't know whether the two cranes here on the island, the British cranes, I hope we can lift that off the barge and get it on the island and then get it up on a low buoy. Because we've got 20 miles to haul this thing down to main camp. And I never will forget the old Navy captain. We went out and we went to the ship, and we got off the ship and got down on the barge, and we both had our snorkels and our rubber fins on and life vests. And I got to tell you, we're measuring where we think the water is on the side of the barge down to the bottom of the barge, which is down in the water. We're measuring the depth of the water that's on the side of the barge. And we get that depth. It's somewhere in the vicinity of about 4.5 to 5 feet in the water. And then at high tide at the port, when the water is at this highest point on next to the island, we then measure that down to where the sand is at the port. We find out that we've only got 2 inches clearance to get the barge in at high tide. Mm. And there's probably at least 500-600 feet that we've got only that inch and a half, maybe 2 inches to get it in. Mm. And I never will forget the old captain, because we had 2 tugs on the barge, and I can remember him yet, and I'm not going to use the words that he did, but I can hear him hollering yet. He said, "Full bore ahead." He used some other words, but I won't repeat those here. And I got to tell you, those 2 tugs didn't back off. They drove that barge onto the beach just as hard as they could drive it. And we managed to get the barge in, and then we were able to lift off the 2,500 kVA generator. And it's huge. It's just a huge piece of equipment. And we got it onto the low buoy, and then we had another one come in later on. And we had one down at the test area. We basically have the port. We go 20 miles. We got main camp. We go another 20 miles. We've got the test area. And as I say, we kind of lay in a horseshoe, but not a real sharp horseshoe like you'd have on them. There's more space in the middle. It's broader than what it would be, and there's quite a big lagoon in the middle. And so we have one 2,500 kVA generator in the forward area, and we have one at main camp to assist us in getting enough power to power everything and keep people with light bulbs in all of their tents and their lockers, because we've got now we got 2,500 lockers with 100 watt bulbs in each locker. So, you know, it takes a lot of power to keep this all going.